Well, it's very hard to actually get public sensitivities changed that quickly as a result of an individual event. We saw with Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy, for example, how quickly people tend to forget about the links between individual extreme events and climate. And once the event is over, their memories go very quickly indeed. So I'm not awfully optimistic that Hurricane Ophelia will change the perceptions of Irish people very quickly about the need to tackle climate change. It's also true to say that, you know, it's very hard to sell the message of climate change on the strength of individual events, because there is a confusion in the public mind between weather and climate, and individual weather events have to be looked at in a longer context in order that we can make inferences about the role of climate change. And in the case of hurricane activity, of course, we've had three relatively unusual events in the past decade or so, with hurricanes in the South Atlantic for the first time, with a tropical storm hitting Iberia for the first time, I think, in living memory, and with a near intact hurricane now reaching Western Europe and making landfall or close to Ireland or in Ireland. So those kind of events really have to be seen in the context of changes in the balance of processes elsewhere. And in this case, I think changes in the ocean temperature of the Atlantic, which is the spawning ground for those extremes. But I think it's true to say that, you know, once people start mopping up after a disaster or after an event, they don't suddenly wake up and say, well, I've got to change my ways. They're in coping mode, and they're in the mode which says, okay, it may never happen again. And that's a very hard perception for us to change as well. But I think it's very important that society realises that there are fundamental things happening to our climate, and extreme events may well, and the IPCC would argue, become the first manifestations of those kinds of events becoming more frequent and more severe in the years ahead. So I think we should be taking notice of the fact, for example, that we've had the wettest winter on record in Ireland in the last couple of years, that we've had the stormiest winter in 147 years, two or three years ago as well. And now that we're getting extreme rainfall events, such as we saw in Donegal earlier in the summer, and also this hurricane event, Ophelia, the evidence is mounting up that the kind of things we took for granted is happening once a century or once in two centuries. These things are now happening more frequently. And that's where I think we have to really get the message across to our policymakers that it's going to be important to mitigate the future as far as possible, but it's also going to be important to make adaptation to those kind of events occurring with greater frequency in the future.
You mentioned in your article that we will see worse. And do you think it will only be when it's too late that we'll start to realise actually we should have done something earlier?
I think other countries have seen the writing on the wall and have moved to make their own efforts to mitigate climate change. I think in Ireland we have a tendency to make sort of plans and then forget about things once the plan is made. And I don't really see us, making that kind of forward planning that's necessary. What I think will happen is only if our leaders, our politicians, are actually forced into change, will we see the necessary instruments put in place to tackle this problem. And that's happening elsewhere in Europe, for example, in terms of litigation, and people are being forced to look at not just the next few years, but look at what their decisions or non-decisions today mean for the next generation and the generation after. Because climate change ultimately is an issue of intergenerational equity. And I think Pope Francis was very clear on this in his writings in Laudato Si, where he talks about this important aspect of what kind of legacy do we want to leave behind to the next generation and the generation afterwards. And certainly for people today, I think they should ask themselves, well, what will your grandchildren say in 40 years' time to you about your actions today? Will they say you did the best you could, or will they say you ignored it all and left me to carry on and clear up the mess you left behind? And I think that's the issue which raises ethical issues. It also raises issues of climate justice in the sense that we have in Ireland one of the highest greenhouse gas per capita emission rates in the world. So in terms of our culpability to the global problem, we are contributing more on a personal level than most other people on the planet. We actually emit more emissions in Ireland than the 400 million poorest people on the planet. So in terms of what the developing world will say to us, is, well, you are causing me loss and damage in my country. You are restricting me from developing along the lines that you did. You have responsibilities which you're shirking at the moment. And I think that's a very sort of damning indictment for a country which has traditionally prided itself on its ability to look after the poorest and the least underdeveloped countries in the world as far as possible. And I think it will do damage to Ireland's reputation in the future if we're not seen to be pulling our weight in tackling the problem which we're now imposing on developing countries by our inactivity.